Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Batteries make the modern world go round. Without them, a mobile phone would still be two tin cans tied to a piece of string, a laptop would be an Etch-a-Sketch, and the iPod would just be mom and dad singing old show tunes in the car. Each year, Americans use and discard more than 3 billion batteries. Of course, some last longer than others, but overall, batteries aren't particularly cost-efficient. In fact, per kilowatt-hour, batteries are up to 267,000 times more expensive than household electricity. Then, there's the ecological concerns. Batteries can contain mercury, lead, cadmium, nickel, and other heavy metals which can contaminate the environment. Little wonder, then, that scientists are pushing the bounds of chemistry to create better, more environmentally friendly batteries. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how nature inspired the development of a potentially powerful and eco-friendly battery, why recycling rechargeable lithium batteries should become a high priority, and finally, in an unrelated story, how nuclear power douses greenhouse gas emissions and potentially saves lives. Taking inspiration from trees, scientists in Maryland have developed a battery made from a sliver of wood coated with tin. They say the device, which is 1,000 times thinner than a sheet of paper, has potential to become a long-lasting and environmentally friendly energy source. Their report appears in Nano Letters, a monthly ACS journal. Langbing Hu, Ting Li, and colleagues point out that today's batteries often use stiff, inflexible substrates. These materials are too rigid to release the stress that occurs as ions flow through the battery. However, the researchers knew that wood fibers from trees are supple and naturally designed to hold mineral-rich water. Electrolytes in batteries have similar traits, so they decided to explore the use of wood as the base of an experimental sodium-ion battery. The researchers used sodium rather than lithium in order to make the device more environmentally friendly. Lead author Hong Li Drew and other team members describe lab experiments in which the device performed successfully through 400 charge-discharge cycles. This puts it among the longest-lasting of all sodium-ion nano-batteries. The scientists suggest that batteries using the new technology would be best suited for large-scale energy storage applications such as wind farms or solar energy installations. Rechargeable lithium-ion batteries are the mainstays for powering everything from smartphones to components in new jetliners. But scientists in California and China say they've discovered these batteries could cause potentially adverse environmental and human health effects. They recommend stronger government policies to encourage recovery, recycling, and reuse of lithium-ion battery materials. Their report appears in Environmental Science and Technology, a semi-monthly ACS journal. Oladela Ogunzaitan and colleagues note that lithium-ion batteries are a leading energy source for portable electronic devices, accounting for $8 billion in sales worldwide. However, the researchers realized that the short 2 to 4 year lifespan of lithium-ion batteries would make them a huge contribution to the electronic waste problem, which already is the fastest growing form of solid waste. So they decided to see whether potentially toxic materials leach out and become a health and environmental threat after disposal. Using standardized leaching tests, hazard assessment models, and other methods for evaluating hazardous waste, the scientists showed that lithium-ion batteries from cell phones would meet federal government definitions of hazardous waste because of lead content. California standards would classify them as hazardous waste due to cobalt, copper, and nickel content. The researchers say these findings support the need for stronger government policy at the local, national, and international levels to encourage recovery, recycling, and reuse of lithium battery materials. In our final story this week, researchers clear the air about nuclear power. Scientists in New York report that global use of nuclear power has prevented about 1.8 million air pollution-related deaths and the release of 64 billion tons of greenhouse gases that would have resulted from burning coal and other fossil fuels. Their study appears in the ACS journal, Environmental Science and Technology. Pushkar Kurecha and James Hansen suggest that nuclear power has the potential to help control both global climate change and illness and death associated with air pollution. They say this potential exists despite serious questions about safety, disposal of radioactive waste, and diversion of nuclear material for weapons. To prove it, they analyzed nuclear power's benefits in reducing carbon dioxide emissions and air pollution deaths. Kurecha and Hansen found that nuclear power already has had a major beneficial impact. They based this conclusion upon calculations of prevented mortality and greenhouse gas emissions for a nearly 40-year period beginning in 1971. They discovered that nuclear power could prevent from 420,000 to 7 million additional deaths by the middle of this century. In addition, they say nuclear power could prevent emission of up to 240 billion tons of the greenhouse gases linked to global warming. In contrast, Karecha says unconstrained natural gas use would not mitigate the climate problem and would cause far more deaths than the expansion of nuclear power. He notes if nuclear power usage wanes in the coming decades, the International Energy Agency predicts that achieving the major reductions in greenhouse gas emissions that are required to mitigate climate change would require heroic achievements. These would include the use of emerging low-carbon technologies which have yet to be proven. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access this week's Press Pack, June 19th, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.